on the barrel.
Did they call those?
Down on syrup batter of
the
faucet.
Okay.
I don't know, is that right?
I guess. I really don't know. I don't have a term for it. I don't know anything about batter.
I think there's another term that might come to my mind. Faucet though, I guess.
Alright. And what do you call the same thing if it's out in the yard that a hose is connected to?
Well, we still call it a spigot, I think. A dozen or so of them around here.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
We call it a crocus sack. Now I know that's called various things. Poker. But that, no,
that's not here. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long, about that high? Hold it up to your mouth and blow on it.
Mouth organ.
And what do you call a musical instrument that's made out of metal? Put it up to your teeth and blow on
it. Jew's harp.
Have you heard one of those play? I've never heard one.
Yeah.
What sort of music do they make?
Sort of a twanging. I haven't heard anybody play one in years, but I tell you, I haven't seen them played around the homes. It seems to me, times I go on television or some such thing as that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on?
Seesaw.
And what do you call one that goes around and around?
Merry-go-round, but that I don't believe that's it, what we call. I can remember some. What do we call them? I can't remember right this minute. I might ask Eliza, what do we? Flying Jenny.
Alright.
I think that's what we call.
Did you used to play on one when you were a child?
Yes, I can remember when they make them, you know.
How are they made?
Well, the ones I remember, they just use a stump of a not-too-big tree about this high. And then, I don't know how they fastened it at the top, put a piece of cross
mm-hmm.
with some sort of bolt through it, or, and then so it would turn, you see.
Uh-huh.
And one would get on one end and one on the other, and you usually fall off and get skinned up.
Sounds very exciting.
They were exciting.
What do you call a flat piece of stone about that long that a person uses to sharpen a knife on?
Wet rock.
Will you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use in Liberty County or still use?
Well, of course, the rail fence, yeah.
And how was the rail fence constructed?
They cut the split the rails, or split a log into rails, and then it was sometimes spoken of as a worm fence because the rails were laid, I don't know how to describe it.
In this?
Yeah,
like
that one over the other, and then the next one.
Well now, did these have any vertical posts, or were they all horizontal?
They had no posts, except sometimes they had what they call riders at the, where they see when one over the other this way, then to make it a little stronger, but that wasn't always. They put a straight piece.
Oh, that's sort of like
mm-hmm.
that over the top to break
mm-hmm.
it.
But the only place they were posted would be where you were going to have a gate, see?
Mm-hmm.